Hello, Queens. Welcome to Thrive, the podcast. I'm Amy Hayes, and I'm here to bring you unprofessional, real and raw podcasts and topics around you showing up in your life to look and feel your best. So all things health, wellness, weight loss, and be an absolute queen in your business and in your life. I am a health and life coach, and I have been for 15 years. And I am also a business mentor for PTs, coaches, and entrepreneurs growing their business in the online space. I've owned my own gym for 15 years, and I've launched my business online as well. I am a retired athlete. I've lost 30 kilos, and I also have beaten eating disorders. So all of my content is based around my experience and how I can inspire you into action. So enjoy the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Screenshot this, share it in your social media, which is tagged in the notes. Let's rock. We are talking about you feeling and being deserving, but in a form of self-sabotage. I want to give you a new concept on this. I often see women participating in self-sabotaging behaviors and justifying it with, but I deserve it. An example that you're trying to maybe make healthier food choices, maybe you're trying to lose weight, but come Friday after being so good all week, you're mentally preparing to stress eat or have a cheat meal and order a whole heap of shitty food that you know actually doesn't feel good, but you are justifying that by saying, I've had a big week, I feel stressed, I deserve this. And I get it, because we have a powerful perspective shift that I want to share, but I have a powerful perspective shift that I want to share for you, because it's not only sometimes you do it when you have had a hard week or you've been so good you deserve it, or that mentality, but also sometimes, and I don't know if this is you, but it's definitely been me, I actually am seeing results, or I feel excited or happy about something, and I also then say, well, I deserve it. And then I will self-sabotage in different ways. But first of all, I agree that you do deserve something as a reward or a celebration, or if you've had a stressed week, I think you do deserve something to help you feel better. That's a given, but what I'd love for you to do is ask yourself, does this behavior you're about to participate in, maybe it's drinking, maybe it's eating, maybe it's a reward of some sort, maybe it's shopping, does this behavior that you're about to participate in actually help you feel better long term? Because no, it probably doesn't. In fact, it probably actually makes you feel worse after you've done it, after you've spent the money, after you have eaten the food, after a big night out, whatever way you deserved it and you celebrated it. Quite often we are rewarding ourselves with something that doesn't actually feel good long term. So when you tell yourself, I deserve this, you're not saying you deserve to feel good. You're actually saying, I deserve to feel like shit. I deserve to break my commitments to myself. I deserve to sabotage my efforts. I deserve to feel guilt and shame around my choices. And if that's the case for you, and that's not how you deserve to feel, you don't deserve to feel that way. And I remember doing this all the time and having the realization for myself that I'm justifying doing these behaviors, telling myself I deserve it because I've had a good week, or I deserve it because I've worked hard, or I deserve it because I've lost the weight. And now I can chill out, you know. But I actually feel on the other side of the behavior, the feelings weren't positive afterwards. I then feel bad for doing the actual thing I was rewarding myself with. That's not how you actually want to feel. And like I said before, I've done it when I'm happy or excited about something too, and then I've deserved it in some way with these justifications, and then I felt not great about my decision or the thing I did afterwards. So I actually didn't deserve to feel like that. But you do deserve to do things that make you feel better, that can take away some of your stress, that you're feeling or help you cope with negative emotions that you're feeling. Or you do deserve to celebrate wins, celebrate feeling good, celebrate all of the things. But you deserve to do that in a way that helps you feel really good, not that doesn't. So think of ways that you can celebrate or reward yourself for deserving these things that you'll be proud of after you do it, that can recognize the hard work you're putting in. And in order to say that we deserve things, we do have to first get really clear on what it is that we actually deserve to feel. What are you seeking to feel? Because this is actually, whatever the deserving is, what is behind that? What are you seeking to feel with this? And more often than not, the answer is not with the choices or behaviors that we're actually participating in, because they're not bringing us what we really deserve. We deserve rest. We deserve relaxation. We deserve nourishment. We deserve a break. We deserve to allow our minds to calm down and support ourselves. We deserve to celebrate. We deserve to empower ourselves and encourage ourselves to feel good, to feel loved, to feel worthy. We deserve to be acknowledged for the hard work that we do. We deserve all of those things. But you have to learn to stop justifying poor behavior with language like "I deserve it," because you don't deserve that. You don't deserve to feel like that. You know, what you put yourself through when you are self-sabotaging, basically. When you choose to get into eating the things, buying the things, doing the things that you don't feel good after, that's not what you're seeking. You want to be feeling better, not feeling guilt or shame. So that behavior is making you feel worse. So what is it that you truly do deserve? Get really clear on that. So sometimes you have to take a step back and expand your mindset a little bit and open your lens to the bigger picture. A lot of times we're giving into behaviors and choices that make us feel better in the short term, but not in the long term. And I often use this analogy or saying or decision-making process where you would think of choosing the action that supports how you're going to feel after the fact. How are you going to feel after eating the food? How are you going to feel after not going for the walk? How are you going to feel after buying that thing? Is it going to bring you happiness, joy, all the stuff you truly deserve? Or is it going to bring guilt, shame? You know, so decide how it's going to feel after the act, not in the short-term fix. Because we do not want you feeling worse about yourself. We have to become women and humans who are capable of saying, I'm going to choose what's best for me in the long term after the fact, not just what feels good in the moment, because often what feels good in the moment is jeopardizing or holding us back or sabotaging our efforts. And that's really tuning in to your intuition, because I'm all about nudges and trusting your intuition and moving on excitement and acting, you know, in the now. I'm all about that, but you have to be really self-aware to know what's going to feel good now and what's going to feel good later. So putting into achieving your big result or your big picture or your big life goals and what you want, that's where you need to make the decisions from. How is this going to help me? Okay, so affirm this with this podcast. I will make, or with this message, I will make choices based off how I really deserve to feel long term. Giving into the behaviors, not giving into the behaviors that make me feel worse. Because that's not what I deserve. I deserve to feel good. I deserve happiness, and I deserve it all. I hope this concept lands with you today. So moving forward, out of today, you can make decisions and shift using the word "I deserve this," and use it in the right context for the right thing, and know that you don't deserve to feel guilt and shame. You deserve to feel proud and happy and courageous and awesome in yourself. Feeling good is how you deserve to feel. So thank you for being here. I am so glad I got to spend this little bit of time. If this helped you at all, please do screenshot, leave a question, leave a comment, and share it in your social media and tag me if you have watched this. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon. I'll see you soon. Thank you for being here, and I will talk to you soon.